Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So welcome to this episode of Lantern. Today we have a new story. The title of today's story is Equality in the Spoils of War. When the Battle of Hunain concluded and the spoils of war were about to be distributed, some of the Bedouins who had participated in the war approached the noble prophet, peace be upon him and his pure family, and said, "O Prophet of Allah, grant us a share too." They created such a commotion that he, peace be upon him and his family, had to retreat towards a tree. And in the tumult, his cloak was pulled off his shoulders. The prophet said, "Hand me back my cloak. By the Allah in whose power lies my souls, had there been camels, cows, and sheep equivalent to the number of trees on the face of the earth, I would have surely distributed them amongst you." As he said this, he plucked out a hair from the hump of a camel and said, "By Allah, from the spoils of war, I shall not take anything among than the khums, even in the measure of this hair, and that too I shall give to you. You too, with respect to the spoils of war, should not be unfaithful, not even in the measure of a needle or a yarn. For theft with regards to it only merits ignominy and the fire of hell." A person from amongst the Ansar, the helpers, stood up, brought out a woven yarn and said, "I had taken this to weave a saddle for my camel." The Prophet of Allah, peace be upon him and his family, said, "I give to you my share that exists in this yarn." Hearing this, the man said, "If the accounting and distribution has to be so accurate and severe, then I do not need this yarn." Saying this, he dropped the yarn onto the ground. We'll listen to the continuation of this program, Lantern.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawarta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi,
shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawarta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi,
shukran.
يا منزل القرآن، يا خالق الإنسان، يا ربي يا رحمن، شكرا يا رب،
شكرا يا رب.
يا منزل القرآن، يا خالق الإنسان، يا ربي يا رحمن، شكرا يا.
Now we'll listen to the continuation of this program, Lantern, and the important points of this nice story.
We seek refuge from Satan the cursed in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear audience. Welcome to a new episode of Lantern from IRIB English Radio. Well, in Lantern, what we do is to listen to Islamic stories and try to talk about some of the religious points that we can take out of these stories and use them in our daily lives. Well, today's reflection is about the remarkable justice that is exemplified by Prophet ﷺ in the distribution of the spoils of war. Well, this is a story of fairness, integrity, and unwavering commitment to justice that continues to inspire millions of people around the world. Prophet Muhammad ﷺ was known not only for his spiritual leadership, but also for his exemplary moral character, especially in matters of justice. One of the most significant aspects of his leadership was how he managed the distribution of war booty, ensuring that every individual received what was fair and deserved without favoritism or bias. Moreover, the Prophet was meticulous in preventing any form of favoritism or greed from corrupting the distribution process. He would often say, "The most deserving of the spoils are those who fought most bravely." Yet, he would also ensure that the weak and vulnerable members of the community received their fair share. This balanced approach reflects a profound understanding that justice must serve the collective good, safeguarding the rights of all, regardless of social standing. A notable narration about the Prophet's justice comes from the event of distribution of the spoils after the conquest of Mecca. Despite the immense victory, the Prophet ﷺ commended that no one should claim a higher share based on kinship or personal connections. Instead, he emphasized that fairness was paramount. He said the son of Abdul Muttalib does not have any superiority over the others in matters of distribution. This statement highlights the Prophet's commitment to equality and justice, transcending tribal loyalties and personal interests. Let's have a short recess and we will be back very soon.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
Another profound example is the treatment of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the prisoners of war. You know, during the Battle of Badr, many prisoners were taken and their fate was a matter of concern. The Prophet ﷺ chose to act with mercy and justice. He decreed that they should be treated with kindness and given the opportunity for ransom or release. His famous statement was, "Whoever is kind to prisoners, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be kind to him in the Day of Judgment." This approach exemplifies that justice is not merely about fairness in material distribution, but also encompasses compassion and mercy. The Prophet's justice extended beyond his lifetime, serving a guiding principle for generations. His actions in distributing the spoils of water teaches us the importance of fairness, the importance of honesty and compassion in all aspects of life. They remind us that true leadership is rooted in justice, that fairness must be upheld even in the most challenging circumstances. In conclusion, the story of Prophet Muhammad's justice in distributing war spoils is a timeless lesson. It teaches us that justice is the foundation of a harmonious society and that integrity and fairness should guide our actions. His example encourages us to act with honesty, with compassion and fairness, regardless of the situation. As we reflect on his life, let's strive to embody these noble qualities in our own lives, contributing to a just and compassionate world. Okay, well, dear listeners, thank you for joining us today in this reflection. May we all be inspired by the justice for our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and strive to uphold justice in our own lives. Until the next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Dear brother and sister, thank you very much for your company. This is the end of this episode of Lantern. Until a new story, fi aman Allah.
ألا بذكر الله تطمئن.